This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition as I broadcast live from my Moss Nissan studios at my flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And also, you can follow us on Facebook and comment on the Facebook sidebar on the message portion there, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Trump-Ukraine phone call controversy is still at the top of the news, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I want to start out by urging all good conservatives to give House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a call and congratulate her on reelecting President Trump. Nancy's done such a great job with enemies like her. Who needs friends? And in the words of President Trump, Nancy, you're the greatest. Now, Nancy, of course, 79 years old right now. Her telephone number is 202-225-4965. Just call her like Richard the Marine did a few minutes ago when I gave him the number and wish her well and thank her very much for electing Donald Trump. But also, you know, of course, everybody knows I'm a big supporter of the right to bear arms. Another big shout out to Nancy on that one, because Pelosi and the Democratic Congress are proving you don't need a gun to commit suicide. You can just talk yourself to death, right, Kyle?
Right, yeah.
And it's also clear that Nancy and the Democrats just committed mass political suicide, because these radical Democrats seem to be still suffering, all of them, it looks like, from the Trump derangement syndrome. And you hear that mentioned a lot, because it convinced Nancy and the Dems to jump off a cliff with the entire Democratic Congress following just like sheep. Now, if you think I'm wrong, take a look at John Kasich, who was the former governor of Ohio. He hates Donald Trump. He attacks and denigrates Trump at every opportunity. And he even just reported that in Ohio and the heartland of America, nobody cared about this. Nobody was even talking about this. And Democrats haven't just overreached this time. They walked into the biggest trap in the history of politics. I believe Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing. He's got these people cornered. He's got them running scared. They're talking about Trump's running scared, this, that, and the other. Uh-uh. When you hear headlines like the IG, now the State Department IG, wants to have a meeting with the heads of both the Democratic, Republican parties and the State Department because of information that he's got, which is probably going to be damning to the Clintons, or they, not the Clintons, the Bidens.
Yeah, this is a very interesting development, Captain. It's this particular meeting with the IG and these representatives from the different parties. This is going to be held in a secure room on Capitol Hill. So this is
soundproof.
Yeah, exactly. This is big time information that's coming down the pike. Now, from my conservative opinion is that this isn't something like, well, here's some more dirt on Trump and here's, you know, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. That's not going to be what it is. I think you're right. I think it's something on the order of that kind of damning evidence and showing that the Democrats are kind of going down the wrong direction in many ways and that the real collusion, crimes, what have you, are committed by other people and not by President Trump.
I totally agree, and I believe that this is where the dirt's going to come back on Biden, because I made this suggestion a little while ago, and I think you agree with me on it. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden has to drop out of the race because of all of this.
Well,
because we're talking about him, his son, Kerry's son.
Sure. Well, just all you got to do is switch the name around. Instead of Hunter Biden, have it be Donald Trump Jr. or something like that. There would be a critical mass already forming in the mainstream media for the candidate to drop out of the race or some such thing like that. I don't know that Joe Biden's going to be able to weather it, because as we learn more and more about this whole thing, not only do you have him on tape basically claiming what he did to get the prosecutor in Ukraine fired over American taxpayers.
They have pictures of him all on a golf course when he said he didn't. He had no conversations with him. They were all on a golf course playing golf together in Ukraine.
Well, that's right. And nobody would believe that he had no idea about what his son was doing in these different countries of which Joe Biden was supposed to be overseeing and being the main liaison for the Obama administration. It just doesn't pass the smell test.
No. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And the other thing is you made a comment to me. Remember, the impeachment inquiry does not afford due process to the president. Any American is entitled to due process. The Dems can only win if they fight dirty. Well, they're fighting dirty, but if this comes down to legal do's and don'ts, I believe due process will come into it. And I believe a federal court, even the Supreme Court, would strike all of this down.
Right. I mean, this is a big deal. That's why they haven't taken a vote to do an actual inquiry. This was just a new label, and they're not allowing due process.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Just getting started here. Going to be a busy night. Got a lot of stuff going on in the world in which we live. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends over at Relief Factor. I was talking to him again yesterday and was telling him how he's working out there. They gave me some more information from some people that were telling them about buying the product and how much they appreciated me recommending that to you. Well, the reason I'm doing this, folks, is because I'm a customer. I'm a client of Relief Factor. Have been for about 3.5 years. I've been taking it, and it works for me. It's that simple. I've got arthritis, and I have to take something, whatever the something is. I'm limited to either medication, prescription medication, which I don't want to take, or just taking a heck out of a leave and taking more than I should take to keep the pain down, or taking Relief Factor. And Relief Factor works for me. I take two packets a day, one in the morning, one at night, and if I have to take a third packet because of the pain that I've done something or whatever, I do. But it works. Arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, whatever happens along with muscle aches, it will work. And let me suggest that you just try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, because you do that, you get started, and within 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work. You'll know. So, $19.95 is what it costs to get started, plus shipping and handling. You'll have it in about 3 to 5 days. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And by the way, when it asks you for the product code in there, there's a name or whatnot, you just type in captain. You'll have to go down to where it says other and then put captain in there when you do that, or tell them that, and they'll get the message. But anyway, try the $19.95 3-week quick start. It's relieffactor.com/captain for the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Wagner, the professor of politics. And Kyle, you were saying something there during the break about what the well, go ahead and tell me what we were talking about there.
Well, I do see a real parallel here, Captain, between the Mueller report, the way the Democrats, of course, and many in the media, most unfortunately, were looking at it. The Mueller report was more or less a closed system. Mueller was out there interviewing people, et cetera, et cetera. And they were just waiting for the big revelation, you know, for the big bombshell. And then they wanted to move forward with removing Trump from office. Well, this whole thing what they're doing with Nancy Pelosi announcing the quote unquote formal inquiry, the Democrat committees are just going gangbusters now, but you know, there is no other side to this story as far as they're concerned. As far as I know, the Republican members can't call any witnesses or do anything or anything like that.
Well, there is no there because the Ukrainian president came out and specifically said there was no discussion and he does not remember anything about holding back funds or anything. Wasn't even mentioned in the course of the discussion. It's not in the transcripts that we've seen. There's nothing there about it in the transcripts. Anybody that's mentioning it is making it up.
Well, sure, and we saw Adam Schiff do just that in spades the other day. That was just absolutely unconscionable. But again, they're trying to just simply make an end run. It's almost like they're trying to, you know, march down the field and just kick a field goal and try and win the game, basically. But they're not really, of course, going about this the right way. But here's the thing. The American people, Captain, they understand that this is another railroad job by the Democrats. Whether Nancy Pelosi is caving to AOC or what have you, it all ends up the same. And when the American people get the chance to really hear what's going on, you talked about the money being held with being withheld to Ukraine.
Well,
there's no evidence the Ukrainian president knew it was being.
I heard a talk show yesterday afternoon in my travels. I forget which one it was, and they were talking about the Democrats were saying that the Javelin missiles that they wanted, the anti-tank missiles, had been held back by the president, and he was threatening to do this, that, and the other. And then in the very same sentence, the person that they were talking to came back and said, no, that's not true. I have the transcript in my hand. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Jay Sekulow program. I have the transcript in my hand, and there's absolutely nothing mentioned about Javelin missiles. And there's not.
Well,
there's
right.
not.
Right. And again, what they're banking on, Captain, is they're banking on hearsay. They go out and get a soundbite, like Adam Schiff's ridiculous thing that he did, and they're hoping that people hear it on the news and in passing and go, oh, boy, the president did something wrong. Okay, I support impeachment.
Now I want you to listen to our former Miss Florida, who's now Fox reporter extraordinaire, Shannon Bream, who's on Fox at night at 11 o'clock. And she was talking with Congressman Peter King last night. And this is a very interesting interview. Here we go.
So you have weighed in on the characterization of what Attorney General Bill Barr is up to and how it's being portrayed in the media. I want to read you something that comes from Matthew Miller. He used to be then Attorney General Eric Holder, spokesperson over at the DOJ under the Obama administration, says this. One thing about this investigation, Barr is flying around the world to personally oversee. What is the predicate? There's never been a single credible allegation that a crime was committed. Your response?
Well, first of all, there was never a credible accusation that there was any crime committed by the Trump organization or the Trump campaign, and yet the Justice Department and Jim Comey began an investigation of the Trump campaign. Right here, there are real issues as to why the FBI, the CIA, the DNI were all involved in an investigation of the Trump campaign when there was no evidence at all. Was this an abuse of power? Was this a coming together of the intelligence community and the Obama administration to have an unprecedented investigation of a presidential campaign? When you look at Carter Page, when you look at George Papadopoulos, when you look at the phony Pfizer application and the Steele dossier, all of which were the genesis of the 2016 investigation by Comey, by the CIA, by all of them. To me, it's a necessity. I mean, I have great respect for Attorney General Barr, but I wouldn't care who the Attorney General was. He has an obligation to investigate what went on in 2016, why this investigation was started against the Trump campaign, who was involved in it, was there any type of collusion among the intelligence agencies, because this should never, ever be repeated again. After 2.5 years of an investigation, it turned out there was nothing. So why was this started in the first place?
Oh, boy. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, you know something? evidently, if in 2016, if it was Donald Trump attacking our democracy with Vladimir Putin, well, of course, they had to get to the bottom of that. But it turned out that wasn't the case.
There was
at
nothing
all.
There.
That's right.
It
so
was all was, made up.
Absolutely. If there was nothing there. But now, if there was someone attacking our democracy and that person wasn't Donald Trump, it's kind of like, okay, move along. Nothing to see here. It's so ridiculously obvious. You know, that they don't care about attacking our democracy. They just care about getting rid of Trump.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And, Kyle, you know, we've been ahead of the curve since all of this stuff started. And I hate to keep beating a dead horse, you know, here, but the fact of the matter is it's not going to change, because the same Democrats who decried the Bill Clinton impeachment as a product of GOP hatred, and they did, and I remember it, and an illicit effort to nullify the results of a presidential election, have now become exactly what they accused the Republicans of being at the time. And I mean literally the same Democrats: Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, and then Senator Joe Biden, all involved in the Clinton impeachment. And the Democrats cannot guarantee Trump's removal of office or anything even close to it. Their combination of hypocrisy with the show me the man and I'll show you the crime, Soviet style, justice has ensured just one thing, and that's the results, whatever the result of the 2020 presidential election, will be seen as fraudulent by about half of the country. Because if Trump wins, and I believe he will, the Democrats will contend he did so by rigging the election. Want to bet?
Well, of course you're going to say that.
And if the Democrats win, Trump loyalists and anti-socialists will see it as if a byproduct of 4 years of inquisitions. And for all the talk of protecting the integrity and legitimacy of the 2020 election, Democrats have gravely damaged both.
Oh, absolutely. And Democrats are hell-bent to not let the voters decide. I mean, this is really, really something to observe. When they want to, again, they want to nullify the election, and they also want to take away our choice.
Yep, and as I've said, this is a war. This is a war against truth. This is a war against facts. This is a war good versus evil. We know where the evil is, and we know where the good is, and there is no in-between point.
Well, it certainly does seem that way, Captain, and it's most unfortunate because ripping the country apart over a phone call that has nothing there is dereliction of duty, and it's just terrible in the extreme. I mean, there's just no words, and to bring the country off a cliff like this is totally irresponsible. And here's the thing, though: Nadler and Pelosi, they've all been there 20-25 years. Hey, maybe it's time for some term limits in that thing.
All righty, we'll hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back for more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we got some other stuff to talk about other than what we've been talking about, but that's just where the news is taking us at the moment. When we come back, we'll have more, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House impeachment inquiry of President Trump is gaining momentum as the committees are looking over the whistleblower complaint that says the president improperly pressured Ukraine's leader to look for dirt on political rival Joe Biden. Staffers from several key committees have been invited to an urgent Ukraine briefing by the State Department's Inspector General on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing House Democrats of trying to intimidate State Department officials. House Judiciary Member Steve Cohen disputes Pompeo's claim and says he wants to hear from Kurt Volker, who quit his job as the special envoy to Ukraine after the release of the whistleblower report.
I think he's an important witness because he's honest, and he will give us information that I think will invoke the fact that the Constitution has been subverted.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. My buddy Wayne Allyn Root's got a comment or a column over there in the Newsmax section under Insiders. And if you want to go over there and check it out, it's entitled, "We've Seen Trump's Ukraine Call. Now Let's See Obama's Transcripts." Aha. All righty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance. For more, go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Because GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local GEICO office can offer you help to find coverage for anything you own, car or truck that you're driving, also your motorcycle, ATV, boat or RV, or your snowmobile, your jet ski, your wave runner, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. So just go to GEICO, the website, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and put in your zip code, and boom, you are there, you are there, you are there, and they'll tell you who your agent is, and away you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
California is in the news for this reason. A federal judge has blocked the law aimed at the president, at making the president's tax returns have to be released for him to be on the ballot. Now, the federal judge put a permanent injunction against that law. Obviously, California says they're going to appeal it. I guess appeal it means they're going to the Ninth Circuit.
Yes, probably so, and one would expect that they'll buck it all the way to the Supreme Court if they can. But this was signed into law by Gavin Newsom, governor of California, back in July, and there was a preliminary injunction on it last month, but now obviously it's a permanent injunction, and of course they will appeal it. But Captain, you know, it goes to show that because you don't like a particular candidate, there is absolutely no reason to believe that this law was conceived and passed and signed for any other reason than to try to hurt Donald Trump. And it's really, really off-putting, I think, because again, there is no other special requirement to run for president.
Right.
That's right. And so the states really don't have the ability to put new special requirements, because that would open the door to doing just about anything.
Uh-huh.
And again, it's about not liking a candidate, and that goes against the choice of the voters.
Now, the other thing is there's about half a dozen states that pass laws similar to this. This will affect all of those states too, I think.
I believe they will, and it probably depends on how those laws were written and so forth, but this particular decision, of course, would likely influence those things, because there'll be similar lawsuits in other states. Exactly.
All right. Now, South Korea is reporting that North Korea fired another missile. It's believed this missile was fired from a submarine.
That's right. And so, of course, they're posturing and trying to show how strong or tough they are, quote unquote, prior to any other U.S. talks that they might have. Of course, all that is stalled right now, and one would wonder when they're going to be able to start up anytime soon.
Right.
But again, this is nothing new from North Korea. But at the same time, I think it actually worsens the ability for them to get.
And before I get to my caller, I got on the line. I got one more thing to mention here. The president has agreed on a plan to boost ethanol that will help the farmers with the corn, right?
Oh, yes.
And also biodiesel, which is something that we kind of forgotten about. Willie Nelson, remember Willie Nelson and his biodiesel plant?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're bringing the biodiesel back, and that was working pretty good where they were using it. And ethanol, I have no problem with ethanol. I got a vehicle that will burn, what do they call it, E15 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't have any problem with it at all. So if that helps out the farmers, then so be it, right?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, isn't that better in the long run than fossil fuels altogether? And
yeah,
that might help satisfy other things.
Hold on. I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got two comments and then a question. I'll hang up and listen. The first one is, look what they're doing to Trump. We all know what they're doing to Trump, but he's a man that's got power and notoriety, and he's a billionaire. If the Democrats get power, what do you think they're going to do to us that don't have any political power? They're going to go full Bolshevik, okay?
They are not going to get power. It's not going to happen. The people aren't that stupid, but keep going.
I hope you're right.
I'm right,
well,
believe me.
I hope you're right.
I listen to the country.
Mm-hmm. Show me the man, show me the crime.
Yeah.
That was Felix Dzerzhinsky.
Uh-huh.
He was a Bolshevik revolutionary. He was the first director of the Cheka, which was the predecessor of the NKVD and the KGB. These are direct Bolshevik tactics.
Yep.
All right? I want to know, this is my question,
okay,
why isn't the Republican Senate, which the Republicans control, out launching investigations? They're not doing butt kiss.
Yep.
I'm hearing crickets on the Republican Senate.
Yep.
What's going on here? When are they going to start fighting back?
Okay.
And, oh, by the way, they're not crazy, the Democrats.
No.
They're Bolsheviks.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Ian. Well, that is a good question, Kyle. I'll let you go first. Why do you think the Senate is not doing anything that we can physically see? Now, I know they're doing things behind the scene, but, you know, it's behind the scene.
Well, part of it may be they're gauging, you know, what the political climate is going to be about this, but I can't imagine why, because they have investigative powers, and of course, in this climate, no matter what Attorney General Barr does, for example, actually trying to get to the bottom of these different investigations and so forth, he's being absolutely vilified out there on the news channels, somehow trying to protect Donald Trump from impeachment or this kind of stuff. Of course, it will be spun that way. And Mitch McConnell, of course, using some very carefully chosen words, like if it's brought up, you know, we may have to address it, and this kind of thing, meaning impeachment coming to the Senate. I think he's trying to figure out exactly the way he would navigate that, but maybe just not trying to tip their hand at this point. But I agree with Ian. I wonder why there's not a larger reaction coming, because what we know about this impeachment process so far, we need to get the actual information out there, and the Senate could be a great help in doing that.
Well, here's the thing. The impeachment process publicly, okay, what's going on? Well, all we're hearing is about the Dems, right?
Right.
Privately, there is movement behind the scenes by the Republicans, by their investigators, by their committee people. By the way, the U.S. attorneys have been not only over in Europe, but they've been over in the, well, when I say Europe, I meant to say Ukraine, but they've also been in other parts of Europe where there's been reports of related activity to what we know about when it comes to this. Plus, there are also Mr. Durham's people have also been over there investigating. And by the way, you didn't hear about any of this until I think Monday.
Right.
When suddenly you heard about, oh, well, they've been over in Europe and they've been this and they've been that. They've been over there for several months investigating and getting records and things and whatnot. Very quietly, because I'm telling you, when this comes down, it's going to come down like a freaking sledgehammer on the top of the very Democrats that have been accusing everybody of doing everything else that they themselves have been doing.
Well, right. And you know something, Captain, I think about Donald Trump, the person. He seems to be uniquely qualified in terms of his experience and his demeanor, his personality, to sort of sit there and keep taking it, because he knows where this is going to come out. Just like
bingo, bingo. You exactly. Said that. You said repeat that, because you said exactly what I believe is going on. Say it again.
Yeah. He's uniquely qualified to sort of be on the ropes and look like he's taking it, and then suddenly sort of bursting back and lowering the boom, as it were, because he knows what's coming down the pike.
That's exactly correct. And there are people that are going, oh, boo-hoo, wah-wah, it's so bad, it's so terrible, it's so awful, oh, look what they're doing. That's because you're only hearing one side of the issue, because that's what the mainstream media, who's in bed with the progressive left, liberal, socialist, democratic, communist, yes, I said that C word again, communist, they're in bed with them. That's all you're hearing, because nobody else, except for a show like mine, a show like yours, a show like Frank Salvato, nobody else is going to tell you any different.
Well, right. And I don't think Donald Trump's losing a lot of sleep. It's just not in his nature. In fact, he's got a lot of experience with politicians. He knows exactly who he's dealing with. He likes to say, of course, he just recently became a politician, but he knows all about politicians.
Well, here's what Rachel Maddow said. And when Rachel Maddow says this, you can guarantee yourself that she's looking for ratings on television. She said, Donald Trump will be impeached. She said Barr and Pompeo will find their necks at risk as a result of all of this. You want to know something? Rachel, bring it on, because what's going to happen is you're going to go back down the deep sliding slope again, because you haven't been right since day one. Think about that. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow night, Kyle.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, kylewarrenshow.com, the website, kylewarrenshow.com. Think about what I just said about Rachel Maddow. She hasn't been right at all. Now she's making a prediction like that? Great. That means they're losing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green.
on out Cracker Barker GMC. Now with a tricked out baby cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, Leland Martin, he's working class, hauling around up there somewhere in the Alcan Highway in Alaska tonight with a big old stretch RGN up there and one of those oversized loads that he likes hauling. This portion of the program, a Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Flying J Travel Center and your Pilot Travel Center, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, I'll tell you that right now. So when you see the Pilot, when you see the Flying J, pull on in there, grab yourself a nice hot cup of coffee this time of the night, and tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, if you're up there in Georgia, up there around Valdosta or on the state line, Lake Park, either one of those, they'll have the radio show on right there, listening to us on 92.1 and 107.5. Now, a slow-moving cold front is shifting across the central U.S. and will continue heavy rainfall and possibly flash flooding along a broad swath from the plains to Illinois today. West of the front, much below normal temperatures, will continue across a large portion of the west and the end of the mountains. And east of it, much above normal temperatures, will continue across the east in the midweek with a lot of temperatures into the 90s into the big cities along the eastern coast of the United States. Now, let's take a look first at the rain. The rain comes all the way from the Mexican border right around El Paso to the southeastern part of New Mexico. There's flash flood watches and warnings all through there for rain that's coming down right now. It goes right up in a line through Lubbock, Texas, and then runs through Amarillo, Texas, and then runs on an angle that takes it all the way up into Oklahoma City, into Tulsa, kind of follows Interstate 44, if you will, it goes into Missouri, the northwestern part of Missouri. It goes into Iowa, runs across the central part of Iowa, angles across into the Quad Cities, goes up into the Ohio and Wisconsin line, and then goes into the western part of Michigan. And by the way, all the way across Michigan from Lake Superior over to Lake Michigan, you have got right now flash flood watches and warnings and some heavy rain and some general rain all the way down through that area. I told you, it's kind of like a 45-degree angle coming out of the El Paso area, running all the way up to Lake Michigan and then beyond that. And it goes even up into Canada. Now, behind it, we have got frost and freeze warnings and winter driving conditions extraordinaire. The southwestern quarter of North Dakota tonight, you definitely have got some winter driving weather there, because again, the snow is there and it's been cold and everything is still frozen. It's the way it was when it after they had the snow. It's not snowing right now though. And the southeastern quarter of Montana, you have got cold temperatures, another freezing night up there, temperatures down into the teens. You've got a frost warning through most of Wyoming right now, keeping things pretty much the way they were there. You've got a fog warning, of all things, a fog warning tonight in the southeastern quarter of Idaho, with a high wind warning up above it, up near Boise. And then in the Hood River Valley coming down 84, there's some fog there tonight, so keep that in mind if you're coming down off of Cabbage on I-84. And then on I-5, you've got a frost warning, Medford, Oregon, south down into Redding, California. Temperatures have dropped down there. You've got a fire, red flag warning, fire warning in the central part of Colorado tonight. So be advised of that, very dry there. And then taking a look at the weather going across the east, I'll go up into the eastern states. New York not looking too bad. Northern part of Vermont, high wind warning tonight. Maine looking good, New Hampshire looking good, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut all looking good. Coming down I-95, looking good down 95 all the way down to Florida. Looks like as if we got some fog again tonight, some patchy fog from about St. Augustine to Brunswick on I-95, and then looking good down into South Florida tonight. Now, there is some scattered rain again tonight, southwest Louisiana, into southeastern Texas, where we still have a flood watch and warning in southeastern Texas from all that rain that they've had over there. So be advised of that if you're going to get off the interstate. Some of those areas are still having flooding problems. Now, the Truckers Highway and Viber Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilots and Flying J's. Now, I'm going to be taking a trip over towards Orlando Saturday, and I'll be leaving pretty much after the radio show to get over there early so that I can be over there to help set up a vendor table for my friend Kathy, the author, Kathy Chamberlain, which, by the way, let me see where she was. I just got a note here. Let's see where she's at. She's up in near Pensacola. Got a speaking engagement there tonight. Flew up there, and she'll be up there with you folks up there at a some sort of women's group that they've got, Women's Republican Party group up there. So you'll be able to see her up there in that area. And for you folks listening to us up there and our affiliate, go to the Rules for Deplorables page, and you'll find out about where she is up there. I forgot myself, but I know she hopped on the plane yesterday and flew up there to Pensacola. Now, the Pilots and Flying J's just aren't your daddy's truck stop anymore. You've got some really good facilities there. A Pilot a travel center now. You can find anything from a McDonald's to a Wendy's to an Arby's to a Taco Bell to a Pizza Hut to a Subway to a Chester's Chicken to a full-service Dairy Queen to a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, breakfast, lunch, and dinner now. The Dunkin' Donuts, probably didn't know that if you haven't been in one lately. And, of course, in the Flying J's, you've always got the great sit-down Denny's and Huddle House and Moe's Southwest Grill restaurants, depending on where you're at. But the bigger Flying J's near the bigger cities, they'll have a second place in them. They could have, a Pizza Hut. They could have a Taco Bell. They could have a, maybe they'd have a Dunkin' Donuts in it. Maybe they'd have a Cinnabon in it, one of those places, but they'd have something in there. Full service, your home away from home out on the highways, remember. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you in there, because that'll get you a nice hot cup of coffee. And if you buy those travel mugs, they've got those big travel mugs, they're treated like a refill if you want to get either coffee or soda or something like that. But you got to buy the refill cups for that. Pilot, Travel Centers, Flying J, Truck Stops. Now, imagine you have 25 years of experience in your job. A new guy comes in with no experience and immediately begins running circles around you. You've had your boss convinced that there were legitimate reasons for not getting stuff done, and the new guy does it anyway. Imagine your resentment, fear, and bitterness over the potential loss of your job and your power. Now you know why Washington, D.C. hates President Trump. He is that guy. He is that guy who's come in there and shown all the waste, all the lackadaisical attitudes that are in there. The swamp. Call them what you want. But I've seen the people in the government jobs at the federal level, and so have you. So have you. Don't want to do too much. My goodness, you might have to do it all the time. Oh, well, it is what it is, right? Okie dokie. We'll be right back with more. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is on tonight, so she'll be on when we come back. And Donna Fiducia, how the heck are you? She's chiming in there. I appreciate her very much. And Don, too, up there, right there outside Carrollton, Georgia. Listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB. All righty. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.